Hello, everyone. This is Benevolent Heretic at AboveTopSecret.com on the subject of bird flu in China. This is a very interesting and scary subject. I've got to be honest, the first thing that comes to mind when I hear about this bird flu is this a hype of some kind? And I don't think it's like SARS where it's not really that bad and it's just all hype and to scare us and everything. But I just wonder about some of the more conspiratorial reasons behind it, possible reasons. Like Magic was bringing up the conspiracy angles of the microbiologists and the biological warfare, biological weapons and stuff like that. Those are very real possibilities. I kind of like to widen my scope out and see what exactly this could be. Let's look at the whole picture. One of the first things that occurred to me was, what's in the vaccine? What's in the vaccine that they're going to want to give to everyone? And then I've read a few links where something's wrong, the vaccine doesn't target the right strain or something like that. And so I just have this picture of the world getting hyped up about the bird vaccine. People are dying. You know, it's highly contagious. The death rate is 50-75% or something like that. And then they come out with a grand vaccine or a cure or something like that. And I wonder what's in that. Everybody in the world would go get it. And I just can't help it. That just does something to me. I just can't help but wonder what is in that. That's the angle that my mind is going down. I also thought of the depopulation agenda that Magic mentioned. You know, and maybe it's not right for me to think about Katrina in relation to this bird flu, but I kind of like to look at them all together and see if there's any meaning in that. Katrina could have been like a testing ground. I'm not saying the president made the hurricane happen, but you know, with the global warming and all the technology that we do have that could predict this, I just think that perhaps we should have done a lot better on Katrina. But somehow we didn't hear about it a lot up front. We heard there was a hurricane and ooh, it's bad and everything, but I don't really know if anybody, you know, just regular people like me, had any idea of what to expect. But I wonder, did somebody? And was the failed response to Katrina kind of a test or a way to see how the United States would react or respond to losing a large city or a population? Because we really don't have a body count or anything like that. I was talking to my husband this morning. Where's the body count? I mean, we can tell how many people die in Iraq every day. Can't we tell how many people are dead down there? I haven't heard anything. It's just all getting too weird for me. I mean, when I consider that the government may have had an agenda for depopulation of basically poor city or the poor people in the city. And I know it sounds like I'm paranoid, and I kind of am. It's just that I wonder, how do we know the truth? How do we know what the truth really is, given that our government in the United States and possibly in the world lies to us so much? If we don't know the truth, then the truth could be just about anything. And I do assume the worst. Not that it is a fact, but that it's a possibility. I assume the possibility of the worst that could happen. So I've got a lot of thoughts just kind of flitting around in my brain, and it's a big deal. If this does get out and get around the world, it's going to be a different world. So I know there's nothing really coherent here, but I just wanted to add my two cents to what you guys have been talking about. It's been very interesting for me. Let's keep it going. Thanks for listening.